First, a new study finds that many voters stayed home from the polls in Milwaukee in April's election. Milwaukee was and is the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wisconsin, and only a handful of polling places were open for in-person voting. According to the study, African-American voters were the hardest hit. Dee Hall is managing editor of Wisconsin Watch and is reporting on the study. She recently talked to WPR host Keely Baltina.
Let's start with the numbers here. What does this study show about overall voting behavior in Milwaukee?
So it looked at a combination of factors, two things. One, closing voting locations. Milwaukee went from 182 polling places to five. And then this is a moment where the coronavirus pandemic was raging, especially in Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, and there was a lot of fear around that. And so the study looked at what was the effect on Black voters who were also more likely to be affected by the coronavirus pandemic and non-Black voters. So among the Black voters, between the two factors, so they had separate factors for the poll closures, which were had the biggest impact, and then also the fear of COVID-19 or the fact that we're in a pandemic was a smaller effect. But when you add those two effects together, for Black voters, the researchers at the Brennan Center estimate that the voter turnout was suppressed by 15.9 percentage points. When they looked at non-Black voters, the percentage was an estimated 9.9 percentage points. So those were the top line findings from the study.
So we know the factors from this study did impact voting, and the Brennan Center for Justice is saying nearly 16% of Black voters did not vote in April in Milwaukee because of the circumstances?
Yes, that's what their estimate is. And they did a pretty sophisticated, I'd say very sophisticated, because I certainly could never duplicate this. But what they did was they did a matching of individual Milwaukee voters in the city with other Milwaukee County and voters in Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties, so-called Wall counties, the conservative suburbs of Milwaukee, and then Racine County. So they matched them demographically and politically, and they controlled for a variety of factors and found, okay, if they were in Milwaukee, if these Black voters or these non-Black voters were in the city of Milwaukee, you know, what was their rate of voting versus the rate for other people? There was a lot of geographic matching there too, which I didn't get into in the story because it's just very complicated. But in the end, they found that that was a very significant drop in voter participation, which they credit with both the severe reduction in polling places as well as the fact of the COVID-19 crisis.
How do you respond to people who might assume that this would just be normal, that people just don't always show up at the polls and that's how it works?
Well, that's one thing they did match is they looked at their voting behavior, too. You know, they were choosing people who had voted the last couple of elections or not voted the last couple of elections, and compared those folks. So it's too complicated to go into even in my story, but they did account for as many factors as they could think of to just make it clear that they were isolating out the effects of this poll place consolidation primarily, and then secondarily the pandemic. And I will say that they did cite numerous previous studies that confirm that when you move a polling place, especially if you put it farther away, that depresses, that has a certifiable effect on voter turnout. And so that happened in Milwaukee on a grand scale. You know, they went from 182 polling places to five. Now, I did speak with Neil Albrecht, and he is the executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission. And he said essentially that he was, you know, the commission was forced into that decision because there were only 300 of the 2,200 normal election staff. These are folks who work just for that day, and possibly later for recounts and such. But these are folks who come in to work the election day, work the polls. Normally they have 2,200 people to choose from. It was reduced to 300. And so the city decided that they had to do something drastic because in-person voting was, they were ordered to go ahead with the election as scheduled. There were last-minute attempts, as probably everyone will remember, to delay the election or to make it primarily a mail-in ballot election, but those were rejected and the election by the courts, and the election went forward as it was planned.
We're talking with Dee Hall of Wisconsin Watch, and we're discussing the results of a study from the Brennan Center for Justice that shows Milwaukee voters were disenfranchised in April's elections, especially Black voters. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Dee, in April, you just mentioned the vote by mail. We saw that frenzied push for absentee ballots, voting by mail, or being able to drop off your ballot at the clerk's office, not have to wait in line to in-person vote. But not everyone who requested a ballot got one. Is that a concern in November, especially in Milwaukee?
Well, I think it's a concern all over the state. But yes, Milwaukee has the highest volume, being the largest city. It's been well documented that there were many people, probably thousands, who asked for ballots. And because we had this just record-breaking demand for absentee ballots, it was the demand for, I think it was over, well, it's definitely over 1 million. 1.1 million were actually cast absentee ballots, which is four times the normal amount. And so this is the problem, is that the clerks, who in these elections are run locally by the town clerk or the village clerk, the city clerk, they were not ready for this. They're not staffed up for something like this. And casting absentee ballots is a very cumbersome on both sides, both on the part of the voter as well as on the part of the clerk's office. And so there is a concern that with this expected surge, and we do expect another surge in absentee balloting because there is no sign that this pandemic is ending anytime soon, that there may be, again, some more of these problems. And among the problems that we found and we wrote about, and I know WPR and others did too, is the a failure by the U.S. Postal Service to deliver some of these ballots, either from the clerk's offices to the voters or from the voters back to the polling place or back to the municipalities in time to be counted. So there were a lot of gaps and failures there. Right now, what's happening is the state of Wisconsin, the Elections Commission, has decided to send absentee ballot applications to 2.7 million registered voters, with the idea that you will get these people in place much sooner, hopefully, not trying to deal with last minute requests, but really take a proactive stance to say, okay, if you really think you're going to vote absentee in November, here's the application. Please fill it out. Well, that'll give clerks more time to get the ballots to the voters.
And yet you note that minority voters are less likely to vote absentee. Is that a matter of simply not requesting absentee ballots, or do we have further issues when it comes to people of color and voting by mail?
This has been studied by researchers, and what they found is that there just is not a tradition in states like Wisconsin of absentee balloting to begin with, and then beyond that, in this state and others, that people of color tend to take this step. There are places where, in Wisconsin's one of them, where the in-person voting is sort of the tradition. It's a thing that people do. They go to the polls. They plan for it. What these researchers have found is that people of color tend to take advantage of that option less often than others, also young people and some other demographics. But when they do participate, young people and people of color tend to have their ballots rejected at a much higher rate for a variety of reasons. And the reasons vary on the state. You know, some states have something called signature matching, where they try to match the signature on your registration with the signature on your absentee ballot. We don't have that. But we do have a witness requirement, which is hard for some people to comply with during a pandemic. If you're sheltering in place by yourself, it is difficult for you to get a witness to your ballot. And the State Elections Commission has some pretty interesting methods, suggestions for how to do that without having any physical contact with the witness of your ballot. But it's a more complicated process. And the simplest thing is just to go, okay, it's Tuesday, it's election day, here's my polling place, same one I always go to. Just go, and the process for the most part during a non-pandemic time is pretty straightforward, you know, and doesn't take a lot of time. So there's just not a history in our state of doing a lot of absentee balloting, but I think that's changing this year.
In broad strokes, then, what could this finding indicate about November's election?
Well, they warned that, you know, that the voters will not here and elsewhere are not going to seamlessly transition to vote by mail, and that that clerks, municipalities should think very strongly about, you know, polling place closures, because that will come at the expense of turnout. So, and you know, what they also found, they took a look at this as well, these researchers from the Brennan Center also looked at the issue of, you know, whether the surge in absentee balloting supplanted the lack of in-person turnout. And they found that it does not fully do that. So that's the other issue, too, is it's not going to be a one-for-one trade. There are some people who are going to say, I don't want to go out to the polls on Tuesday, so I'm not going to vote. And then there will be others who may try to navigate the absentee balloting process. Hopefully, most of them will be successful. But some percentage will not be, because it's a new process for many, many Wisconsin voters.
Dee, thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
Dee Hall is managing editor of Wisconsin Watch. She talked with WPR host Keely Boltina about a study from the Brennan Center for Justice. That study finds that voter turnout was reduced in Milwaukee in April elections because of limited polling sites and other problems. Black voters saw a particularly big impact. You can read a full story on our website. There's a link at WPR.org/Central Time.